Hello, I'm William Warlick. Today, I'm interested in talking about speech within education. Throughout this year, I spent some time researching and working on a paper investigating censorship and bias within academic American publishing. However, now I turn my focus away from higher education and something closer to myself, high school. As a student who is intrigued by new and sometimes out of the ordinary ideas, I've come to learn the climate for exploring new ideas is often hostile. In any form of public setting or with someone I do not know closely, I often have to bite my tongue. People are not always receptive to the mention of some ideas, and just contemplating such ideas can lead to people becoming hurt and nasty words being attributed to your character. I say this not only for my own sake, but for the many around me who face a similar issue. I have a short story to tell, which alone may not be compelling. But thinking about how such moments influence students' speech in the future and how these stories often are ever occurring makes it something that which must be addressed. Sitting in the back of the van, I was talking to one of my close friends about our upcoming sports game. Everything was normal. This quickly changed as the van silenced as a student and teacher sitting in the front row began to seriously discuss politics. I could tell there was obviously some underlying disagreement, and as the two rambled on, the discussion seemed as if it was heading in the wrong direction. I remember vividly the student saying, "Well, I don't believe in socialized medicine." After a short pause, the teacher said, "That's disappointing." When a teacher you look up to says something like that, the conversation is as good as dead. Until we got back to school, there was not a lot of chatter in the van. While I have had quite some time to process this event, it still sticks out. This isn't a moment of abhorrent censorship, right? The student could have easily continued talking, as there was no menacing government to take him to jail, no position which he could be fired from, not much of a reputation to be lost. However, the conversation ceased. This instance alone may not be profound, but the compounding effects students can feel when certain views make them not only feel as if they have done something wrong, but that their belief is illegitimate. Every day, students face instances like these, when those around them, including teachers and those they respect, silence them. I think in large part, students and sometimes faculty members are scared into silence due to the conformity as part of education. Especially in my own high school experience, there's plenty of times in which people start to speak their mind and the class or the teacher will start to gang up on them, making it no longer seem like a conversation but an attack upon their ideas. I think speech within education is really important and something that we should hold on to, because if education's purpose is to educate people and have them learn new ideas, we need people to be comfortable expressing their ideas. Right now, people can feel confined by their sex, race, gender, or any other multitude of identifiers, which limits their speech. Whether it be on abortion and a man's point not being valid, or a woman's point of view being devalidated due to her emotions. Whether it be a man's opinion on abortion being invalid, or a woman's point of view not being recognized because it's deemed emotional, in education we often overlook the value of ideas in speech, which should be the very core of the thought. I think people are too often worried about what others think of them to speak their true mind, and because of this, I think a lot of valuable ideas are lost. Students have great ideas that they should be able to express with each other and not worry that if they hurt someone's feeling, that a teacher will come talk to them. The students should be able to resolve it on their own. I think as we move forward, education, and especially in high school and college, needs to make a conscious effort to attempt to promote speech in between students and faculty that is not regulated by an unwritten set of rules, and actually promote a discussion which produces pursuit of the truth and actual valuable ideas. Hopefully by doing so, everyone will be able to learn more. The bad ideas that are wrong or are racist or sexist are able to be exposed and shown why they are wrong. The real issue here is that of self-censorship. Those with an education who have had their voices silenced won't speak up again. They'll simply think of their ideas independently, or with those who share similar beliefs, thus polarizing themselves. Hopefully, if we can encourage dialogue between everyone, different ideas can learn how to synthesize together, and even in cases of disagreement, there can be greater respect and understanding of each other. The topic of education is merely a looking glass to our greater society, but hopefully by thinking more consciously and making actions within education, we may be able to influence society so good may come out of it.